All right, so we're back at it for our second episode of BW Radio, and we are in the mix with DJ Rhea in the mix. Black Woman Unleashed, as you know, is an amazing group of ladies from all over the country who keep us updated on news, entertainment, and style, and it's in our perspective. We're literally going to go, like, right into the show this week. We've got Malaysia King on the show. She's an R&B artist who reigns from the first state, Delaware. She's got a really hot single out right now that's being played all over the radio called So Ancient. So we're going to get a chance to listen to So Anxious today on the show. We've also got Melissa Holmes. She is the founder of Love Hurts. This is a domestic violence program. So it's called Love Shouldn't Hurt. I'm sorry. It's a domestic violence awareness and support group. We're going to talk to her a little bit about that tonight. We've also got some interesting topics, love, relationships, domestic violence. We're going to catch our weekly tea, as always, with Cherie. And we'll go right into our break, and we'll come back with DJ Rhea in the mix and Malaysia King.
Settle down. Girl, it's all over your face. There's someone taking my place. Guess that's something that I'm dealing with now. I guess it's nothing that I can do now. See you in the city. Do they know you're with me? Are you with me, baby? Are you with me, baby? 'Cause maybe close just isn't close enough. Maybe my passion just ain't enough. I can feel that you love me.
Remember who you are, know you're not perfect. perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, the good outweighs the bad, even on your worst day. Remember I'd say, hey, hey, one day you'll be the man you always knew you could be. And if you knew
said
you have been, no, you wouldn't do that.
And
I
watched
it,
turn
the
face, I know
it's
nothing every time I see your face.
And I hear you say, hello, my only one. Remember, you got no brothers, you got love in your hands, and you're still my chosen one. So can you understand, one day you'll understand.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back. Jazzy Jazz, you there?
I'm here.
All right, baby.
Oh.
Hey, let's bring on the next episode right now. And I'd like to just introduce everybody. My name is Carlito, and I am actually going to be standing in on the Black Woman Unleashed in the Mix segment. Our host, DJ Rhea, just having a little bit of technical complications, but we're not going to let that stop us. Are we, Jazzy?
No, we're not. No,
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So listen, what I like to do is I like to bring on a dynamic, young, energetic, and I would say she is very pleasant to the eyes as well. She is a very gifted, she's a very, very gifted young lady in the field of song and dance. I just don't want to prolong it any longer. I'd like to introduce everybody to Malaysia King. Are you there, sister?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. You got that little sweet little voice. You probably got a monster voice, like wow, that's so just screaming on us. Well, listen, it's great to have you back, and it's great to have you on Black Women Unleashed. If you would, Malaysia, can you just give everybody a small bio about who Malaysia is? Let the listeners know.
Well, I'm from Wilmington, Delaware. I started singing about 3 years ago. Well, like in the studio, I started recording music about 3 years ago. And ever since then, it's just been going great. I got a couple songs on the radio. And, yeah, it's just been crazy. This whole experience is just out of this world. But, yeah, everybody thinks I'm this little girl, but I'm really like, not a little girl, especially when they hear my music. So, yeah.
Okay, I like that. Well, you know what? I was just teasing you now, being about a little girl now, because I listen to your music, and I'm like, whoa, I like this. I had to take some music out of my daily rotation so I could squeeze you up in there now. So you definitely got yourself a fan. Let me ask you this. So how long have you been singing?
Well, I've been singing my whole life, but I just started getting in the studio about 3 years ago. That's when it all started.
Okay. What really inspired you to start?
Well, I came from a family of singers. Everyone's in the church playing some type of instrument, whether it's drum, piano, guitar, everything. And I just started singing because of my family and This one time I was in church, and I'm normally the girl who just runs track because I never really told anybody that I could sing. And then they told me to sing, and then everybody's like, Brian, oh my goodness. So ever since then, everybody's trying to get me to do a song with them. It's just crazy.
Okay. So you the family's secret weapon then?
Yeah.
I hear you. So what's the name of your songs that you have going for yourself now? What's that? Because the way Jazzy was telling me, she was like, she got songs on the radio and all this. I was like, really? I said, okay.
Carlito
is
funny, right? Carlito is smart.
what song is it that you have on rotation right now?
Right now, I really have Anxious on heavy rotation. They're starting to push this other thing called On Purpose, but right now they're really pushing Anxious. That's what everybody's like drawn to. So yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to tease everybody. This is going to be another exclusive on Lights, Cameras, and Fashion Radio's Black Women Unleashed. Malaysia, what we're gonna do, we're gonna give everybody a taste of your music. So without further ado, it's gonna be the very first time you hear it, and it's on Black Women Unleashed, the artist Malaysia King.
Woo-hoo.
Something special for you tonight. Only want you to see a silhouette of my body lighting on your body, babe. Wasn't a one night stand. Anyway you put it, baby, you can't get it. Nobody's got me the way that you do. My body, your body, oh.
I see you, Jazzy. How you doing, everybody?
Everybody, I'm doing great, Rhea. I know you just had your birthday come past this weekend, so I wanted to see how your birthday weekend went.
I had a great weekend. Once again, everybody, we're live with Black Women Unleashed, and we're here. I'm DJ Rhea, and this is a Thursday night show, so you have me live, and I have a beautiful talent artist every week that I'm literally we're getting down and dirty with to learn about them, to get them out on the scene and to push everything that they're doing because it's all about the ladies. So tonight we have Miss Malaysia King on the line, and that was one of her songs just now, So Anxious. That's what her number one song going on right now. So give it up for what you just heard. Later on we'll give you a taste a little bit more, but now that we have Malaysia on the line, baby, her birthday's coming up. So she's April 5th, everybody. So the Aries are in the building.
We
just had to talk about this. We're taking over. So you already know what it is. So, Malaysia, real quick, while we have everybody back on the line, I know you're from Delaware. Just give everybody a quick little background once again, the style of music and genre you're about, and how we can reach you real quick, you know, just in case everyone can check up on you through social media. I know it's a great outlet these days. So how can we find more about you, baby?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and add me on Facebook under Mylezia, M-Y-L-E-Z-I-A, King. And, you know, I'm like an R&B pop churchy, but I'm R&B. Like, I'm strictly R&B, but I dibble and dabble in a lot of things. You feel me? So, yeah.
Oh, I hear you, girl. I've actually checked up a little bit on you. I did my research. Not only is she beautiful and talented, but she's a track star, everybody. So I'm also a fellow athlete. I'm actually on my way to a basketball game right now. But I know you being a fellow athlete, how does that incorporate with your music career and entertainment? How do you manage to hold all of that down?
I mean, well, it balances everything out. Like, since I run track, it keeps me built. Like, I don't have to worry about getting blown up out of nowhere, cause, you know. I run stuff. And it's crazy because I just came from a track meet earlier, you know. So, yeah, it's like it goes hand in hand. People think it's hard, but it flows so naturally, you know. I've, like, grown fond to, like, the determination and stuff. So it's easy to me.
I see you, girl, right? Because if you're mentally stable, if you're all in great condition and fitness, everything else should just fall in line, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I also saw that you work with, you know, as far as your music career, you work with big producers in your past, people that have worked with Michael Jackson and other various artists. So I see that you're taking control of, you know, writing and producing more. So how do you feel about that? You know, is that something that you've always been into, or it's kind of something you maybe transitioned to into more?
Yeah, it's something I transitioned to. It's like, you know, you don't want to be just a singer. You want to have control. You want to know what's going on. You want to have a say in what happens in this music. So, I mean, it's cool.
That's awesome. So, what are some of your favorite artists, or who do you look up to? Who do you say, you know, if I had a jam to this every day, this is who I would put on? You know, who's your favorite?
Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys is my girl. Alicia Keys and Missy Elliott. Those are two. They're my girls. Like, I love them.
So Alicia Keys is one of your favorite artists?
Yes,
one of my
all-time favorites.
Since high school, she's been one of my favorite. I love that she can compose and she can, you know, she does her own thing. Do you also
when I was younger, I used to get my hair braided. Like, every hairstyle she had, that's the same one I wanted, and I got it.
Girl, who are you telling? You know I'm light-skinned. I'm light-skinned if you don't know who TJ Ree is. So, you know, I got the light-skinned features going. I braided my hair in high school. I'm Alicia. I told everybody I was Alicia. Between her and Sade, it was one of them. So what else, do you have anything coming up as far as in your future, or any goals or any plans? Because we have, you know, future people on the line listening. Maybe they can help you with some dreams that you might have. As, you know, I don't know if you're into clothing lines or fashion or anything like that. Is there anything else that you do besides, you know, obviously you have so much on your plate. Is there anything else you want to add maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to, like, go on a show or a movie, you know. I was in a commercial for this hairline, so that was fine. I mean, I could see myself on TV, you know, so that's something I'd love to do.
All right, I see you. So everybody that's listening, she has a little acting skills, modeling. She's a track star. She's an R&B super sensation on her way. So once again, can you just give the crowd the information just to find you so we could look you up again for your SoundCloud and for your Facebook so we can tap into your music?
Yeah, definitely. It's M-Y-L-E-Z-I-A on everything, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right, you heard that, everybody. On top of that, are you single? What's the love life looking like, girl? You know, could we hook you up? You know, could we get some Dateline going up in here?
No. I'm chilling.
Right. I think she's taking everybody. But I'm still single, you know. I'm still single, but. But once again, everybody, Miss King, Miss Malaysia King on the line doing her thing. Got to give it up for her. All around versatility. My type of girl. Not like I said, not only is she an R&B sensation, but she has so many other things on her plate going for her. And I wish you much success and love, baby, in your future and everything
Thank
that
you.
You're doing. And I definitely would love to have you on my DJ Rhea and the Mix showcase, hosted,
no
you know,
problem.
By me, backed up by my favorite Giselle and Black Women Unleashed, you know, Life, Camera, Fashion, Radio. We're all in the building. So I would love for you to be a part of that. We've done
yes,
it in the
definitely.
Past at Tammany Hall. I think the next one might be coming up at the Time Hotel. So we got to
okay.
get you in there. We'll let you guys know when that drops because you can see her live in New York City. Because I looked at your, you know, your roster, and I see you're from mm-hmm. Delaware, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've seen you done a bunch of shows in Philly and things like that. So she's all over. So we got to get you to New York. Got to get you to New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So once again, thank you for that awesome interview. Miss Malaysia King, everybody, give it up once again. Live in front and center, and I throw this to you, Jazzy, from Black Women Unleashed, baby.
All right, so I'm very happy that you came onto the show, Malaysia. I know I had to hunt you down a little bit because it was very important to me that, you know, I am in Delaware, so I said, you know, we got to at least have someone, you know, from Delaware on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that you came onto the show. After, we're going to go and we're going to listen to your song On Purpose. I know you said that's the next song that they're trying to push, so we're going to go ahead and let the callers listen to that. When we come back, if we have we're going to go straight into our weekly tea. Once again, give it up for Malaysia, Mylezia. She's on Twitter, she's on Facebook, Instagram, and on SoundCloud. So we'll go right into that song, On Purpose. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I had to hurt you to get your attention.
always have something. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Jazzy Jazz.
Welcome. We are back. After hearing that song from Aaliyah King, I was very excited to have her on the show. Like I said, she was from Delaware, and I reside in Delaware as well. So right now we're going to go into our weekly segment, the Weekly Tea, where we talk about some things that are going on out there, some things going on with different artists in the news, whatever's out there that we want to touch on and give our perspective on. So we've got Cherie on the line. Cherie, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Giselle.
Hey, how you doing? So I know you're going to talk to us about a couple different things that is out there right now and everyone's talking about. So you want to go right on into that. Go ahead.
Sure. Hi, good evening, listeners. This is Cherie from BlackWomanUnleashed.net. I'm just going to talk to you all about a couple of things. Malik Yoba and the drug use rumor. He came forward and said that that's not true. And I'm also going to talk about Common and his statement on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart and the fact that the university decided not to use him for the graduation.
All right. So what's going on with Malik Yoba? I know that he was killed off of Empire, and you said there was some drug use rumors. So what's going on with that?
Yeah, when the season finale aired, his character Vernon was killed off, and his character also did drugs. So when it first aired, at first they said he was upset that he was killed off because it was a shock to him the way he found out this, that, and other. And then for some reason, a blogger just started this rumor about him using drugs, and he was causing trouble on the set, and nobody wanted to work with him anymore, and that Fox gave Lee Daniels an ultimatum. So Malik Yoba actually took time and money to track down who the blogger was and spoke to him, and the website actually took the statement back. They did not apologize, but they did say that that wasn't true. Malik Yoba ended up talking with Roland Martin from News One Now to explain that he did not wasn't doing any drugs, and Lee Daniels did call him and let him know that he knew that wasn't true and this, that, and other.
Okay, so that's definitely not true. So I'm glad that that's not true. So what is the deal with Common? I know I've heard about this extending the hand thing. We do have these articles on the website as well if you want to go to BlackWomanUnleashed.net. All of this is on the website. So I know that you had recently wrote about Common and your thoughts on that. So tell us a little bit about that too, Cherie.
Well, Common was on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart. He was talking about Selma, actually promoting his new movie with Liam Neeson. And then when they got into Selma, Jon Stewart asked him, how did he feel about working with Selma, meeting John Lewis and Diane Nash, and he stated that he felt even more connected to what happened because he met them, and the movie is now teaching younger children. But then he turns around when John asks him about the tension between white and black. He turns around and says that, you know, even though we've been bullied, we shouldn't hold on to the past. We should extend a loving hand, like, hey, I know this happened, but let's forget about the past and let's move on. Then he goes on to try to compare that as a relationship between, you know, two people that's trying to get past something. You can't move on unless you get past it. You know, I love you, let's just get past this. But my thing is, how can I love someone that has done me wrong and continues to do me wrong? How can I extend a loving hand to someone who continues to do me wrong? I can't do that, and that's the way I feel about his comments. So I was a little shocked that he said that, especially depending on the type of things that he said in the past. So,
right.
Yeah, I didn't agree with his statement.
Okay.
Which brings me to the University of New Jersey deciding not to let him speak at the graduation. because of his song he had 15 years ago called A Song for Asada Shakur. As you know, Asada Shakur killed a police officer, and she was arrested and put in jail, and she escaped it. Now she's in Cuba, and she's free. And what I don't understand is how the New Jersey police dictates who speaks at the graduation, because they were the ones that had a problem with it, and then all of a sudden, oh, Common's not speaking anymore because the state police have a problem with that, because he made a song about, basically, he's empathizing with Asada, you know, making it seem that the police were wrong and she was right and they didn't like that. So that just goes back into how you make a song like that 15 years ago and then come and say, oh, let's forget about the past. He hasn't responded yet.
You're thinking that's why that it was actually pulled, or was it pulled because of what happened recently with the extending the hand?
They're saying that he's no longer speaking because of his song, and they say he's supporting basically a cop killer, and they don't like that. It's the New Jersey State Police that actually has a problem with it, and the school, you know, I guess they agree with him, and now he's not speaking anymore at the school, at the graduation.
Okay.
So,
wow.
But I don't understand that. You're the state police. I don't understand how you dictate who speaks at the graduation. So that's what I'm confused about. But he hasn't responded to that yet, you know, so I'm just curious to see how he responds to it. That's all.
And I'm sure you'll keep us updated when he does that. So I want to thank you again, Sharif, for coming on to the show and keeping us updated with some things that are going on out there. The next thing that I'm going to go into is our Ask BWU section. Our Ask BWU section is a section on the website, blackwomanunleashed.net, where writers write in about things that they're dealing with, and they want someone to reach back out to them and tell them how to handle it. So we got an interesting one this week that came in from Jessica, and she's out of Ontario, Canada. I'm going to not say exactly what she says for the sake of staying clean on the air, but this is what she wrote. She wrote, Dear BWU, I'm so tired of guys looking at me just because I have a big butt. It's always hard for me to tell if they're genuinely interested in me or my... What's insane to me is that women are buying these because they want the attention. Between my double D's and my big butt, I feel more like an accessory than a woman. My question is, how do I tell the difference between genuine interest in me or someone who just wants to sleep with me? We are here to talk about these types of things with women because it is something that goes on in our community. A lot of women are going out and they're, you know, getting implants and they're getting all types of things done because they want to stay within a certain, you know, they want to stay within that picture of what society paints of what we should all look like. So I wanted to see if we had any I want to address it and say that the best way I think for you to be able to tell if it is a genuine love for you or a genuine interest in who you are is that if you withhold that and value it and that you take time to let this person get to know who you are and how you can and how you interact together. So those signs will be there in the beginning. I think a lot of us see those signs and we ignore those. But those signs are there, and it's very important. And I'm taking my own advice because I'm guilty as well of not being able to tell sometimes. So, you know, we're going to be honest here tonight and say that when you see those signs, you know, we can't ignore those signs. So we're going to take a quick music break, and if anyone has anything to say about that, we're going to talk about that after the break.
I'm pretty sure I don't need anything else. This is the best feeling I've ever felt. I know it took a long time, but now I'm here. And I ain't going nowhere, no more fear. Room full of people, but I only see.
we are back from our break. Before we went on break, we were talking about some a topic that came in. All this ties in together because we're going to go into talking about love, relationships, and ultimately the topic is domestic violence tonight. We have Miss Melissa Holmes on the phone. She's from Love Shouldn't Hurt. She actually founded this program. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So, Melissa, Love Shouldn't Hurt is a domestic violence awareness and support group that you founded, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Just a little bit about your program, and then we're going to go into some signs, to let ladies know what to look for and how to handle this.
Okay. I started this about 5 years ago for domestic violence survivors such as myself. It started out as a forum just to be able to vent so that people could, have a place to release and to feel comfortable. So I thought that it would be wonderful if all the survivors and we have a support system and one another could come together and support one another in such a trying time. And it sort of kind of took on a life of its own, and it's been amazing from there.
Yeah, I mean, I read over some of the things that you've done, and it is amazing. You have many different accolades. You have been recognized all over for what you've done. And I think that, you know, it is definitely an honor to have you on our show. And I think what you can do is help some of the ladies that listen to us and that are visiting our website to understand, you know, what it is and what you need to be looking for and when it's time to move on and how to move on. Because I guess that's one of the biggest things is how to move on. So can you tell us a little bit about your situation? And I know that you had two relationships. So can you tell us a little bit about what happened and how you got through that?
Yes, I can tell you. Well, I would start with the most latest, which was like about 5 years ago. Everything had seemed to have been fine. There didn't seem to be any signs in the beginning, not until after I suffered a miscarriage and I noticed that there was a change in his demeanor. It started out, he started to become real aggressive, the raising of the voice, and it was just things that I wasn't used to. But when you haven't really gone through things like that, it sort of kind of takes you by surprise. And I didn't have any of that in my first abusive relationship, so these signs were sort of kind of new to me, and it had to register that this is also a form of domestic violence. And then slowly but surely, over a period of time, it started become from the aggressiveness, and then it became physical real quick, real fast. It started with the hitting, smacks, just numerous of things. The worst for me was when he actually choked me, and within 10 seconds of me passing out, me being able not to breathe, and looking in my face as he's choking me and telling me that he could kill me right here and right now and sit in the house with my body until my son comes home from school so he could see the expression on my son's face. It was that moment that I knew that action needed to be taken. And as I tell people all the time, you can't make sudden. This is something you have to plan, because most deaths in domestic violence situations happen once the victim flees. And so you have to sort of kind of plan things out according to what are you going to do. You need a plan A, B, and C just in case your A doesn't work. You need to have something to fall back on. It was just unfortunate for me that in my process of planning my A, B, and C, things took a turn for the worse real quick, and I sort of kind of didn't have time to, like, put things in perspective, so I had to act accordingly at that moment. Fortunately, I survived, which is, by the grace of God, I would say. But I tell people you have to think things out, because there was consequences to me making such snap judgments after I left you know, the threats started. I received threats from him for like a whole year after that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Threats that he was going to kill my kids, my mom. He knew where my mom was at. So it gets real difficult. And, you know, for some, you find the strength when your back is up against the wall. You find the strength somehow, and you pull it up to, you know, to take a turn. Like, you have to turn this around. You have to turn this around. And that's
right.
What happened.
So how did you do it?
You know, I just, unfortunately, I had to move. I was living in Baltimore then, so I had to leave Baltimore. I had to flee the state and move back to New York. And then, you know, I just found myself, I guess, at the lowest point that I had been for Melissa. And I started to take advantage of opportunities that were coming my way as far as conferences. I knew there was a better way. And they always say, if you know better, then you do better. And I know that I wanted more. And I started taking advantage. And the more I started to hang or be around people, positive, like-minded people, I started to see a whole different picture. The picture became crystal clear to me. So I knew exactly what it was, as they say, I had this light bulb moment. So I knew exactly what it was that needed to be done. It was just a matter of me getting it done. And I had to find the strength to get it done, because I knew that at that point I was fighting to stay alive. I was in the struggle of my life, but I had to make sure that I remained strong for my kids.
All right. So how many children do you have?
I have two kids.
Okay. So you ultimately, you know, got away from the situation and you were able to start your program. And since you've started your program, what have you been able to accomplish, and how have you been able to get the word out there, your testimony, and help other ladies who are going through something similar?
Well, it started in the beginning with me just sharing my story, not being embarrassed to come forth. This is what happened to me. I had gotten over the period of being embarrassed. I went through that stage of being embarrassed, but I also seek counseling. Counseling, in me healing, counseling played a very big part in that. And you go through all the emotions once you go through counseling to find yourself, to accept that you were in this situation. And I suffered. I went into like a deep depression, that I realized that I couldn't get myself up out of this deep depression without the help of someone else to fall back on. And counseling did that for me. I took meds for a couple of years, and I started to take advantage of going to meetings 3 times a week, seeing my counselor 2 times a week, and I did the necessary work that I needed from the inside out. And with that, once I healed, I find myself being able to help others and sharing my story. And then people just openly, I guess, came forward to share their story with me, and this is what they was doing. This is what was going on in their life, and how should they handle it. And I give them advice from my perspective how Melissa would have handled it now that I've healed and done the necessary work for myself. And, you know, that you have to be real cautious about it. And there was times that I offered assistance to someone that was in a bad situation and didn't have the funds to get back to her family. And I offered funds to my own personal funds to get her to Western Union, her funds, so that she can get back to her family into a safe environment. So I don't do it. I continue to tell my story to bring awareness so that others could hear that it's okay to speak about it. It's not your fault what happened to you. And I figure the more I continue to tell my story, whoever will listen, if I could help just one person to avoid going through any situation of that kind, then I'm good. It's sad that I had to go through that in order to find my purpose, but that's my purpose, is to continue to bring awareness about domestic violence.
Right. You know, that is a, like you said, I think it's important that we remember to not be embarrassed. I think embarrassment is one of the biggest issues that women deal with when they're going through this, is that they're embarrassed to tell someone. They're embarrassed to let their family know. They don't want that man to look bad to their family members, so they keep it a secret, hoping that he'll change. I've heard all types of things, and that's why I wanted to bring you on the show, because we are Black Women Unleashed, so we talk about all different things. So just like I said, just like the title says, Unleashed, we're unleashed. There's no need to be embarrassed, and we'll talk about it all.
Yes.
Melissa, do you have anything else coming up? Anything that you'll be speaking at soon? Do you have any recent awards that you received? Do you want to tell our listeners about that?
Well, Saturday past, I just received an award, which was amazing, by the way. I'm totally humble for everything that has been coming my way. I'm currently partnering up with someone else, and we're trying to put together this event. We haven't gotten any dates. We're actually working on some dates as we speak. So nothing is in concrete yet, but as soon as we have something in concrete in stone, I will most definitely let you know.
All right, awesome. And we will keep our viewers and listeners up to date with the things that you have going on, Melissa. I strongly stand behind your purpose. Black Women Unleashed stands behind your purpose. So we thank you for coming on to the show tonight. We are going to have some callers come in and talk to you about what you're doing, if you have any more information. If they have any questions they want to ask you, we hope that you're open to share some of your feedback with them.
Yes, I am.
I also wanted to touch on some different things that Black Women Unleashed has going on before we go to the music break. We were talking about domestic violence in October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're doing something for both. We have our BWU Fashion Weekend. It's for our young queens. Our Young Queens Scholarship Foundation has already launched. Young queens can go onto the website and apply. We will be bringing awareness to domestic violence and breast cancer in October, Fashion Weekend. It'll be taking place in Wilmington, Delaware. So we want our viewers and listeners to make sure they visit the website, get your young ladies involved with this, so that we can, you know, bring them up so that when things like this occur, hopefully never, that they will have the tools and the resources that they need for their future, know how to handle situations. This is a great program to get involved in. And so before we, like I said, we're going to go ahead and go on to the break. And like I said, take a minute to look at the website and check out the Young Queens Scholarship Foundation if you want to donate to it, if you want to get your involved in the program. We definitely, definitely, definitely appreciate it. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more to our with Melissa Holmes. We'll have some people calling in, asking her questions. So we're going to go to a quick music break. Thank you.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girls you can get it. Don't slow it down, just let it go. So in love, I'll give it all away. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow.
Close out the show. We've only got 5 minutes left. Caller, who do we have on the line? Do we have anyone on the line? Jillian, are you there?
716.
Hello.
Hi, Jillian. Did you have anything that you wanted to say about the show
Not
tonight?
Really. About what?
Did you have anything that you want to say about the show tonight, or did you have a question that you wanted to ask Melissa?
I don't know. I guess I can, you know, ask her what you would say to, like, a friend that you know.
You're on the air. You're live, Jillian. You're on the live. You're on the air live, Jillian.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine.
So my question is, what would you say, you know, to someone who has a friend who is going through some sort of domestic violence, like, problem? Like, I have plenty of friends, like, that are in college, that are in, like, relationships that aren't very healthy. So what would I, like, tell them to help them understand that they need to get out of the relationship?
Well, first of all, it's a big plus that they even confide in you and you even know that. That's number one. That was my mistake, that I never said anything to anybody and I hid it for so many years until I moved back to New York. So that's a plus. But what I will say is that you can't help someone until they are ready to help themselves. They have to be, they have to hit bottom in order to see that they need to keep their head above water. What I would say to you is, you just continue to be there as a friend for whether or not they confide in you. You just listen. But what I will say to you is that if you see that things get physical, really physical, or you see evidence, I would say to you, don't keep it. That's a secret that no one should ask a friend to keep. And I didn't ask a friend to keep. Like I said, I hid it from my friends and my family for so many years, but I did ask my kids to keep that secret. So I was totally wrong. So I would say if they ever ask that of you, that should be something that you should not be willing to do, because you never know the outcome of what may happen, because domestic violence escalates really quick and it happens in a split second. Anything
All right.
is capable
well,
of happening.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jillian, for calling in and asking that question. And Melissa, I don't mean to cut you short. We just have 3 minutes left on the line. So I want to thank you again for calling in. Please take her advice. Do not be embarrassed. And like she said, if there's something going on that serious, do not hold the secret. Make sure that you save your friend if you have the opportunity to. So I just want to invite you guys to come back next week. We will be on the air again at 8 o'clock. The number that you called in tonight is 773-897-6301. That's the same number that we will be on next week. We come on right on time, 8 o'clock sharp. If you happen to be in the St. Louis, Missouri area on Saturday, April the 18th, Sabrina Hamilton will be doing her stage play Under Construction. This show is about the myths that men have when it comes to seeking professional help for mental health related issues. Again, this is another topic that we talk about where you're not embarrassed. So if you happen to be in that area, you can purchase tickets at Ticket Leap. If you mention BWU, I believe there's some type of incentive that you'll get from that. So again, we'll be on the air live next Thursday at 8 o'clock again. Our website is www.blackwomanunleashed.net. We can also be found on Facebook and on Twitter.
Make sure you check out the Young Queens Scholarship Foundation. Sign your Young Queens up. Make a donation. Buy a shirt. Become a vendor. Stay plugged in. We will be posting some really exciting articles tonight. We have some articles about Michelle Obama, a lot of different things that are going on out there. So make sure when you hang up, stop by the website. And again, tune in with us next week. And remember, your beautiful is one of a kind.
I built, well, baby, they're tumbling down, and they didn't even put up a fight, they didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my